Good morning with WVIK News. I'm Benjamin Payne. Two high-ranking members of the Moline Police Department will be penalized following a traffic stop last month involving them and the chief. City Administrator Doug Maxiner announced yesterday that Captains Trevor Fisk and Brian Johnson will be suspended for 5 days each. Fisk and Johnson were riding in a car driven by Chief John Hitchcock on September 7th when it was stopped by the Iowa State Patrol. Hitchcock is charged with drunk driving. Maxiner says the two captains cooperated with the patrol and are remorseful, but suspensions are warranted because they did not prevent Hitchcock from driving while he was impaired. A decision on the police chief is still pending. Rural residents of eastern Iowa and northwestern Illinois will soon have better access to the internet. As Herb Trix reports, Microsoft has joined forces with a company called Network Business Systems to offer broadband access to more than 126,000 people in 11 counties.
Shelley McKinley is the head of technology and corporate responsibility for Microsoft. She says 10 years ago, the company began trying to make broadband technology available in developing countries, including Asia and Africa. And now it's trying to do the same in rural America, using what's called TV white spaces, unused channels in the TV spectrum.
TV white spaces is a really promising technology for rural areas because it can travel long distances like terrestrial television can. So you can cover a much bigger area with a less population density than you'd see in urban areas.
The company estimates there are more than 19 million Americans living in small towns and rural areas with no broadband access. And its goal is to connect at least 2 million during the next 5 years. I'm Herb Trix.
The Scott County Family YMCA has gone public with plans to build a new downtown Davenport location. Colin Shope reports on its new fundraising campaign.
The Scott County Family YMCA announced it has already raised $7.2 million in the major gift phase of its campaign. That's more than half of the $12 million goal. The downtown Davenport Y is one of 9 YMCA locations in Scott County, and CEO Brad Martell says that the existing building there is inadequate.
This building was built in 63. It's very room by room. It's not an open floor plan the way new YMCAs are built nowadays. And the heating and air system here would have to be totally renovated.
A few years ago, the Scott County YMCA board agreed a new building is the best choice, and the Y hired a consultant which conducted a survey that Martell says showed a need for more space.
And we asked, had about 400 to 500 phone interviews, and it came out very positive that with a new YMCA, we presently serve about 6,000 members here, but a new YMCA built on the location that we purchased land, we could gain as many as 5,000 new members with that location.
The plans for the new YMCA in Davenport include 3 floors, 2 swimming pools, a full-size gym, and an indoor track. Martell hopes donations to the campaign will reach $12 million within the next 9 months. For WVIK, I'm Colin Shope.
And with WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.